This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. For people needing medical coverage starting January 1st using those new-ish federal healthcare exchanges, the deadline for signing up has just come and gone. But small businesses can sign up anytime using special exchanges set up for companies with fewer than 50 full-time workers. They're known as shop exchanges, S-H-O-P. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer went to a toy store to find out how one of these things work.
This is Mike Bray's busiest time of year. He owns four toy stores in Maryland and Virginia. He's got about 50 full and part-time workers. He huddles with one in an aisle jam-packed with remote-control cars, talking inventory.
Did I take your only QX3?
Bray is just getting over a cold. There's no time to sleep around the holidays if you own a toy store, and no time to look over health insurance plans, one of his least favorite chores.
Yeah, I hate it.
Still, Bray does provide insurance for his employees. Bray leads me to his back office and computer.
Is this the right one?
Where he's been noodling around on Maryland's shop website.
There we go. See details of shop plans for 2014 coverage.
Bray says he used to have only a couple of plans to choose from, but on the shop exchange?
You have Care First offering, Coventry, Evergreen, Kaiser, and United.
But here's the thing. Bray's just browsing. He's not buying, and he's not alone.
It's been admittedly a little slow getting out of the starting gate.
That's Sabrina Corlett, a senior research fellow at Georgetown's Center on Health Insurance Reforms. She says one reason the shop exchanges aren't taking off, a tax credit small businesses get for using shop, is really hard to apply for.
I have heard from some small businesses that they'd have to pay their accountant and broker more than they actually would get back in benefits.
Still, businesses might be able to get a deal on shop. That's what John Gable found. He's a senior fellow at NORC, a University of Chicago research center.
We found in general that plans on the shop cost less than those off the shop. Could be 9% lower on average.
Our toy store owner, Mike Bray, is hoping to get a deal. He'll start some serious insurance shopping after the holiday rush. In Laurel, Maryland, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.